Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Here's a hot take for you. I found something that makes me like Christmas.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Patrick.
Okay.
I'm also shook.
We all froze, their energy crackled through the room when you said that.
We didn't know what to do. What?
Was it the Christmas spirit whipping through here like so much ghosts?
What's happening? What's
so happened? Much ghosts.
What
so
is
much
it?
Ghosts, Colin.
What is it that makes you like Christmas?
I mean, though, as the counselor in me wants to say, I wanted to stipulate that we did get you to say, hey, guys, I love Christmas.
Yeah, we did.
In movies.
No,
no, you said
no.
You loved Christmas.
You said, hey guys, I
said, well, I love Christmas. And then everyone screamed. And then I was like, movies. I meant I love some Christmas movies.
I'm just saying that this is on the record.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that was on the record.
Now, hold on. Before Colin reveals what it is that gives him Christmas spirit, are either of you worried that it is going to taint your Christmas spirit?
There's a good chance.
Yeah, it might be something like nasty or...
It's like a new sex club I've recently joined.
Christmas sex club.
Honestly, I don't think anything that Colin does in the privacy of his own sex life could really ruin Christmas for me.
Sure.
But this is a club, so we're...
It's not private.
Might not be private.
I mean, we don't have to go to the club.
Unless he starts inviting us.
Oh, no. Then, don't be one of those guys.
And also, have it be a thing where you're like, it's this fun social club. Do you want to come? And then we all have to wear masks. And I'm like,
and elf costumes.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's just mistletoe over everyone's crotch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I know which one of my friends I can invite to a sex club. And the answer is Patrick.
As long as he knows.
You said that with such conviction. I feel like it's done happened. And that's cool. Again. Whatever you do in the privacy of your own sex life is not going to ruin my Christmas.
What animal was your mask?
It was a Colin mask.
Mm. Oh,
so it was Colin's face I was wearing.
Well, it was on my birthday, so everyone wore one.
You're a VIP there. They're like, Colin's birthday's coming up. We're going to pass out.
Well, they named a wing after me.
You've ruined
Anonymous. Anonymous? That's a really funny joke.
Thanks.
Name a wing after me. Anonymous.
All right, what is it? If it's not a sex club.
It's not a sex club, but it is a club that I just joined. And the thing that made me really get into the Christmas spirit.
Wait, are you a Scientologist now?
No.
Okay.
I am
calling
a
Scientology
Six
a club.
Flags Magic Mountain Platinum member.
There we go.
Woo-hoo!
Holiday at the Park, y'all. Yeah. It was delightful.
Yeah.
There's a show called Quirkmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You want to guess how it's spelled?
K-W-E-R-K-M. And then as you would.
A-S?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, expect. Is it M-I-S-S?
And it's so fun.
It was super fun.
What did they do?
Quirkmas was a delight. It's like a Cirque du Soleil sort of ripoff, like PG-rated burlesque is how I would describe it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And like above amateur, but not what, if you were in Vegas, you'd be disappointed with the quality of the work. But at Six Flags Magic Mountain, it's great.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, and it's a 25-minute show. It's free with admission. It's really good. And they're doing four shows a day.
Like, yeah.
It's a tough gig, I bet.
So those shows, at Six Flags, I'm never like looking forward to going to one of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, that's something that I will do if I need to get off my feet for 20 damn minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that why you guys went to the show? Or why?
I said I'm not above going to it.
Mm-hmm.
So Chase was like, oh, so we're going.
Yeah.
So we went.
Yeah, no, it was good though. I liked it. And also we happened to be walking by at 5:30 when the next show was at 5:30. So that
I think also we hadn't had I mean, I don't want to steal your thunder of your hot take.
No.
Hot reveal. We also had the wonderful experience of doing Batman the Ride at about dusk.
Mm-hmm.
So while we were in line, the lights went up. The Christmas lights. And then,
it was like enclosed, so we couldn't really see it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then when we came out of the ride, which is the coaster itself is outside, but the line is mostly inside.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's hard to really like see the lights of the park when the ride is going.
So then as soon as we get off, we're like immersed into a winter wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
It was really cool.
Did it fake snow?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. So is it specifically Six Flags Christmas you enjoy, or do you think it's like theme park Christmas?
I've done Disney at Christmas time. Mm. Or wait, was that Christmas time? I don't know.
Was there snow?
I don't know.
Were there like wreaths and shit?
I might just be thinking of the Matterhorn.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's like you don't even know Disneyland.
Oh my God.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like my suspicion would be that Disney would be a bit more in your face with the Christmas shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's
Disney's
what I really love.
More in your
loved
face about everything.
Right. Everything.
Like, there's just, like,
the theming is.
Well,
heavier.
And like the fireworks, that is a mandatory show.
Yes.
You can't just like go live your life. Whereas we were like living
our
lives.
I didn't see them. I was in the other park.
California Adventure?
Yeah.
I mean, you can still see them though.
Yeah.
It's like loud.
Disneyland is what I was talking about.
Disneyland.
Thanks for. You're Disneyland. Right. There's all another
right.
park.
If you're not in Disneyland, you don't have
right.
to watch the Disneyland shows.
Like the rest of us, every day we're ignoring yeah. Disneyland
yeah.
Christmas.
I mean, last yeah. night, I
so
didn't
you're saying
pay
if
attention.
We're at Ye Rustic.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm curious about, like, what if you did, like, Universal Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Which is, like, you hang out with the Grinch, and then also there's Harry Potter shit going on, and...
And, like, Sideshow Bob is there,
I
too.
Think we...
Yeah.
I think...
And you drink, like, beer themed to Christmas.
I think the amount of Christmas at Magic Mountain was perfect for me. It wasn't hella in my face. It wasn't making me choke down Christmas. The music was a little loud for my taste. That felt like a bit.
Was it Christmas songs?
Yeah. But
there
for
were
some reason,
music choices at Six Flags that were not to my
yeah.
taste.
There's a lot of, who was it? AWOL Nation?
Yes.
What?
Sail!
Yeah. Playing at the full throttle. So the
I
whole.
Feel it in my soul. Welcome to the new age.
Yeah.
But like Christmas?
Well,
no,
like,
that was during the day. Oh, that's the other
I
thing
feel
I like.
Feel it in my soul. Welcome, baby Jesus.
No, but essentially yes.
So it's like a bunch of AWOL Nation Christmas originals.
Yes.
Whoa.
I cannot imagine
hell.
A worse
that
album.
That would be the one AWOL Nation I purchased, I guarantee. Yeah.
Okay. Hypothetical, which is a worse album? An AWOL Nation Christmas record or a Imagine Dragons Christmas record?
And these are both Christmas originals, not covers?
There are three classics on each record, but the other 7 to 10 songs are originals.
I would rather have AWOL Nation because Imagine Dragons would be more sincere.
Yeah, I agree.
And they
yeah.
would, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
suck so fucking bad.
They're everywhere.
They're fucking
they
the worst goddamn
And they
band.
Also think they're like deep and emotional, whereas like AWOL Nation's like I want to party. I don't care.
Yeah, they're stupid as fuck.
Yeah, they're dumb.
Like, I can imagine the four to five members. Yeah, the AWOL Nation. I bet you they're a bunch of dumb fucking guys.
Wow. And they just love Christmas. Yeah.
Well, just like Colin.
Yeah.
You're a dumb guy that loves Christmas?
Apparently.
I didn't call him.
You sort of did. It sounds like that's what you did.
Look, guys, we know it's my brand. I've been cultivating Jesus. This dumb guy thing for a few years now.
So when I tell you it's not real, and you need to pierce the veil.
So you and Ryan and Chase were at Six Flags. Did you tell this to any of were they
That's
privy
a great question Colin did you share with anyone that it would have given them joy to know this about your experience?
Here's the thing, I said things like, I actually really like the lights, and I suggested we went back and take pictures with the candy cane guy, which no one wanted to do. And then when we were exiting candy and all the snow guy. Machines
hold on
sorry, I was wait, walking on,
through
on.
The plumes
okay, he was Colin, on you're upsetting still. The cat what
We need to know Candy Cane
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, who's the Candy
he was
Cane
on
guy?
Stilts. It was upsetting.
He was a big like Candy Cane stilt man.
Oh, I didn't know you were serious about the picture. I would have taken a picture with you.
I wanted more pictures than we got. We took one.
But I think if you are the person who wants the picture, you have to, I don't know, pull out your phone,
yeah.
aim it at things,
yeah.
click the camera.
Very good point.
And you can just literally be like, guys, let's take a picture and have it out.
I know, I've never been that guy before. I was so taken by the Christmas spirit, I didn't know what to do, I guess.
Yeah, you just got to welcome it into your heart.
The other thing I like is it doesn't start until 5 p.m. So we had several hours of just regular Magic Mountain. And then, like, right before we left, it was like an hour of Christmas.
It was solid. Did they have any, like, Christmas treats to eat?
Probably.
They did. We didn't really partake in a lot.
Yeah, we brown bagged.
Well, you guys were busy, right?
I would maybe do that also. Because their food's not a destination. You know what I mean? You're not like, oh,
yeah,
Six Flags
it.
Food.
Yeah.
It's not like Disney or Universal where you're like, oh, I want to eat this thing.
I'm intrigued by the idea of Hogwarts at Christmas.
It's fun.
Yeah, that does sound fun. I would do that.
I did it because my parents got me and Micah passes for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Did you do it yet this year?
No, I think I'm going to go during the week. I have that, like, we got the pass that you can't go on Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
So, and like at all during the month of July. but I'm excited to go because they now have butterbeer flavored ice cream, which I thought was such a like duh move.
Yeah.
But for those of you who have not gone, I say if you want something warm and toasty but also alcoholic, get a hot butterbeer and then order a side of fire whiskey and then you pour it in there.
Perfect.
And then you have
this is a Hogwarts Boilermaker.
Yeah.
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 Fuck, that sounds fun.
It's so like spicy and like warm. It's really and there, I mean, it's a wet park, so you can walk around.
Yeah.
It's like a wet park. That park is like so
it's like sliding around.
It's like slimy.
This park needs to change her damn socks.
Yeah.
It's so wet.
Yeah.
Wait.
Because it went down. She was wearing socks with galoshes.
They're like thigh high socks.
It pulled.
Just her rain boots are
so disgusting.
That's why she tucks her snow pants into her winter boots.
That's why they're able to do the Waterworld stunt show.
Yeah.
That tank, they don't put any water into it.
She stands in it for an hour.
You get splashed by it.
Yeah, you do.
Mm. Which is why they say wet zone.
Oh my god! I was gonna suggest that we all go to Universal together.
I would do that.
I feel
like Mogi would at this point. Mogi would rather be stung by some sort of like flying insect than go to sexy Universal.
Yeah, like a dragonfly.
Yeah. Or a wasp.
Mm-hmm. But, or like a hornet.
Or like what other creatures have stingers?
I don't know. Sometimes I can't think of things. I feel like such a bumbling idiot.
I wish that we could like transform this into some kind of transition
is
here.
Is there anything that could connect, I don't know, Universal Studios with the topic of this week's show? Oh, it would be crazy if there was, I don't know, like a huge
Mogi, I feel like you're being coy right now.
Oh my god.
Guys, let's stop buzzing around it and let's just get to it.
I can't believe you. I can't. I hate it. We're talking about bee ships because the movie Bumblebee came out today.
Yay! I ain't gonna see it.
I
would see it if someone like gave me a free ticket.
I have a clear record now of having not seen any Transformers movies.
Me neither.
And I'm gonna keep that one going.
Except I went on the Transformers ride, had no idea about anything.
Context. That counts.
No context. All I know is that all of those rides, especially because Universal has been doing this thing lately that I don't enjoy, which is more and more 3D rides instead of practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
All of those rides are like you do a little adventure, and at the end, like some like higher up is like, great job, you're a hero. Yeah. You really pulled it through, and you did an amazing job. I'm like, what the fuck did I do? I like don't know anything about this thing.
I think The Rock says that to you on the Universal tour too.
Oh yeah,
I love that tour.
That one is so funny, also because there's like, so there's a hologram part where you go and you're like in a club.
Yeah.
And the extras, you can tell, like really want their faces to be on the screen because they will do like a 300 degree turn when they're walking away to make sure their faces get on when like the bad guy's like, get out of here, ladies. We got something to start.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, I can't believe it. And like swing their faces like full like eye contact with you as they definitely spike the camera.
Gotta find that light.
Gotta find that light. But we are talking about Bumblebee. Or, I'm sorry, B-ships.
B-ships.
Who has got a ship?
I mean,
I'll go
all
first.
All of us,
okay,
presumably.
Okay. Everyone's like, ooh.
I'll go first because I'm not crazy about mine.
Oh.
So is it like an anti-ship?
No, it's a relationship that I like. For whatever reason, I'm having a hard time like drumming up enthusiasm about it. But it is Troy and Abed. From Community, because one time they had to wear bee costumes in Annie's like drug awareness thing. But specifically, I like them in costumes. So they're in bee costumes for this whatever. Blah. That's the bee connection. But when they do Halloween stuff, the bee connection. When they do Halloween stuff, they do couples costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like there's the one where they're the Xenomorph and Ridley in the or Ripley, I guess.
In the loader.
Loader, so they can like fight each other.
Yeah.
And that's season two. And in season three, they're Calvin and Hobbes.
Mm-hmm.
And Troy's tiger costume is just like him wearing tiger pajamas with like a hood that's like too big for him. It's so cute.
Troy is so cute.
Troy is so cute.
He's such a sweet little boy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man.
And they're sweet boy men persons together.
Mm-hmm.
And
Abed
when
less sweet.
Abed less sweet, but Abed has a harder time like gauging what is sweet and what is just like
what.
Get
over it. Learn people.
Well, it's tough.
Oh, his brain chemistry is very different than yours, Smokey. You're being kind of a shit right now.
I kind of do no purpose. No, I do like Abed. I don't know. I loved their relationship in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like when Troy left, it was very sad. And then I wish the show was a different show after that, that would have dealt with the ramifications on that, on Abed, in a more like affecting and interesting way.
Instead of like the sort of wacky or evil Abed run that they went on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think evil Abed, because when we were talking last week about multiverses, the mirror stuff, I was thinking about like, do I ship anyone from like the Star Trek mirrorverse with their other counterpart? And then of course, I thought of Community and all the mustache people.
Mm.
And yeah, I don't, evil Abed is not for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the, you know, they're only really together for the first three seasons and a little bit into the fourth, but like, it's really that those first 3 years of their relationship is where is what I actually like, and where they're at like their most creative. And even when they're like mad at each other, that like they still are expressing it in like a super creative way, like the blanket fort, pillow fort thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's cool to have, you know, someone else that's like deciding to buy into like your messed up version of reality. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're good companions for one another, and they're so different.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of what Community is about, but it's like they would not in other situations have become best friends.
Right.
But they allowed themselves to be vulnerable to each other.
And they dressed up as bees once, so it counts for this episode.
Yeah. I wonder if these are going to be a bunch of stretches. I think we make it.
No,
some...
mine is not.
Mm. Oh, that makes me even more
worried.
Should
we go into a hard bee ship?
Ugh.
Oh, Kelly has been warning about this ship for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, like, nonstop, by the way. Colin says 24 hours. You might think that she did it once.
No, it's literally.
Yeah.
It's not. I hope it is not a bee human ship.
It is.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Is this a sounding thing?
No, this is B movie.
It's B movie. I knew that this day would come.
We would have to talk about B movie.
Hate B movie. First
oh, it's
all.
An anti-ship.
Yeah, I don't like them together. I think it's gross.
It's gross.
Wait, humans does Seinfeld and bees... be fuck a human lady in that
well,
movie?
Well, they don't have sex.
No, they don't. Do you want me to read you the very funny, the Wikipedia?
Yes,
yeah, on this? But before we do that, the only version of B movie I've seen is the one where it speeds up every time they say the word B.
That's hilarious.
I don't really know what happens.
What's
in
the runtime on that? Like 15
it's
minutes?
Like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then there's B movie where they put the entire B movie every time someone says the word B. And yeah, and then there's extremely
B-
long.
There's also B movie where every time they say B, it's replaced by Smash Mouth's All Star. So like,
hey, now you're a B?
You're
no,
a B boy?
No, it's just unedited. Like, it just, instead of B, here is all of All Star.
Wait, the whole song?
Yeah. Yeah, it's long.
It should just be Hey Now.
Oh, that would be funny, too.
Hey Now.
I mean, you're not supposed to actually watch these things all the way through.
They're unwatchable.
Yeah.
It's like for the 6 hours one. Of Jeff Goldblum laughing in Jurassic Park.
Sure.
That's a fun one. Or I think it's 100 hours.
I mean, why stop?
Yeah.
Just keep going.
I want to hear this Wikipedia.
Okay. I would like to hear it, yes, because I don't know the plot, so this will be helpful for me.
Okay. A young honeybee named Barry B. Benson already has recently graduated from college. He's about to enter the Hive's Honex Industries honey-making workforce. He's going to go with his best friend. He's excited, but then he's like, oh, I'm non-conformist, and they basically whatever you test into, you stay that forever. He wanted to be a pollen collector. Those are called bee jocks, I think. Mm-hmm. Pollen jocks. And he's like, oh, I don't get to ever be that. That sucks. And then the pollen jocks are like, we're going to take you on an adventure just so you can see. So he goes, starts raining. He gets lost. He ends up on the balcony of a human florist named Vanessa. Upon noticing Barry, Vanessa's boyfriend, Ken, tries to squash him. But Vanessa gently catches and releases Barry outside the window, saving his life. He then returns. He wants to express his gratitude to Vanessa, breaking the sacred rule that bees are not supposed to communicate with humans. Barry and Vanessa develop a close bond bordering on attraction and spend time together frequently. Later, Barry and Vanessa are walking through a grocery store. I think he's probably flying. Anyway, he is horrified.
He's
so slow.
Level.
Then he finds out, oh my God, humans are stealing and eating bee honey. This is bad. So then he goes to Honey Farms, which is the supplier. He's like, I'm going to sue the human race to put an end to the exploitation of bees. So then the trial goes. But Barry has dinner with Vanessa. Her fiance, Ken, shows up. Vanessa leaves the room. Ken expresses to Barry he hates the pair of them spending time together. When Barry leaves to use the restroom, Ken ambushes Barry and attempts to kill
him. I'm sorry. Go back.
Barry leaves to go to the bathroom.
What? The rest of this I understood. This is the moment. I think you lost.
Is the bee using the human bathroom?
Yeah, I think he's trying to go to the human bathroom.
But bees don't. What, do they?
They have to produce some sort of waste.
Is that honey?
Is that honey?
Is honey? No, honey can't be poop.
This is so
honey,
sad. I mean,
honey's
be,
not but... bee shit?
No, I don't think so.
I think
so.
It's like bee vomit. I think it comes out of their mouths.
What?
I don't think it's.
Okay, it's while you're looking vomit. That up, what do bees poo and is honey poo?
Honestly, I think we should put this one on the listeners. We don't need to do all the work.
Okay.
Hey, STS listeners, yeah. Let us know all the information about bee
honey
shitting and honey and how they're related.
Are they related? So then, okay, so he tries to go to the bathroom. Ken tries to kill him. Vanessa intervenes, breaks up with Ken. The next day at the trial, the company does a character assassination against the bees.
Hilarious.
One of the bees gets offended, stings one of the attorneys. The attorney immediately exaggerates his stinging to make himself a victim of an assault. Then it's like, oh, it looks bad for the bees.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Then. Well,
but like the bees stung him, right? Like.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's that.
Yeah, but
thing.
Everyone
he
knows
was...
it's not that big a deal. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah. I mean, he's not allergic.
Sure, but that's like the worst a bee can do.
Well, yeah. So guess what? The bee, he almost dies. Adam the bee. So Adam the bee is now in the hospital.
He's okay. Getting his stinger replaced.
Yeah. Barry sees two people smoking outside. He's like, oh, idea. Because he doesn't like that they use smoke against the will of the bees to make them sleepy. So then he exposes the jury to the cruel treatment bees are subjected to, particularly the smoker, and the humans
Who's-
are...
Who's on this jury? Is it bees?
Humans.
Oh,
humans.
Okay. All right.
It's a human law.
Human law.
Court.
Okay.
So then the humans are banned from stealing honey from bees ever again. But guess what? Now there's like a stockpile of honey. All the bees can't work. So then he's like, okay,
there's a honey surplus, so there's no work for the bees to do.
No one's stealing the honey.
Like the bees didn't realize they were making so much honey.
But like honestly, shouldn't the humans just pay the bees money?
Well, that's what's gonna happen.
Do the bees value money?
Well, they value nice houses and flowers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then they're like, the world's flowers start to die out. So the only flowers left with healthy pollen are those in a flower parade called the Tournament of Roses in Pasadena. So Barry and Vanessa go to the parade. They steal a parade float. They load it onto a plane. They deliver it to the bees.
No.
Then the plane's pilot and co-pilot are knocked unconscious. Vanessa lands the plane with the help from Barry and the bees from Barry's hive. Then the pollen of the last flowers.
Are you sure this is not a fanfic?
Reverse the damage. They save the world's flowers. They restart honey production. Humans and bees are seen working together. Certain brands of honey are bee approved. Barry Perfect. Becomes a pollen jock. He helps to pollinate the world's plants. Barry also runs a law firm inside Vanessa's flower shop entitled Insects at Law, handles disputes between animals and humans.
Well, that's a very useful thing. Here's the thing. I think I love everything about this movie, mm-hmm. except
having to ever see it.
Him going to the bathroom.
Well, no, apparently bees do go to the bathroom and they will hold it for like the entire winter.
What?
And then, so you'll see they'll hold it for like months at a time. And then in the snow, sometimes you can see they've been out there since they will be short, 1/4 inch to 1/2 inch long pale yellow streaks on the surfaces around the hive.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
they
bee
hold
waste?
It all winter long until they can take cleansing flights during warmer weather. So it's like super. So during the winter,
they hibernate.
But yeah, but like if there's a warm spell, they'll go outside and they'll like pee everything and then go back inside.
Ooh, that sounds nice. So it's like sleeping all afternoon and only getting up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
That does sound nice.
I think I like everything except for the romance between Vanessa and
That's gross.
The bee, because I think it's kind of funny, like a bee like taking on the human world and fighting for their honey and using the smoke against them, and like I'm into all of that. I like it.
I just don't.
Humans and bees should not date.
I also don't need like Ken.
The heads
jealous
need
boyfriend.
To date each other, and the bees cannot date humans.
That was a reference to like a month ago, Patrick.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
It's whoever sits in that spot. They have that.
Oh, they have that.
That thought.
That's.
I don't need Ken, the jealous boyfriend, trying to like be like. First of all, I don't like you spending time with.
How
my girlfriend.
Embarrassing is it to be Ken though?
That's
I know.
Really
think of your
funny.
Life. Your girlfriend is hanging out with a bee.
I know. Instead of you,
and you can tell she likes the bee more.
I know.
Like, that's just kind of sad for Ken. Mm-hmm.
But this is also in a universe where bees are capable of talking to human beings,
but that's
and
new.
Are human.
That's very new. Information.
Yeah, that's very new information. But that also like fundamentally rocks your perception of the world, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because then you're like, oh, I guess bees can talk, and they're like as smart as us.
Okay, but right. I also say it's always, and I don't know if this happens in real life as often as it does in movies. It's always embarrassing if you have to tell someone to stop being friends with your girlfriend because your girlfriend likes them better.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
that's just
true.
Sad. That's just like your life is pathetic.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. That problem's always going to remain. Like, she'll find another friend.
And that problem is really with you.
Yeah.
Because you don't please your partner. It's not your partner. It's like, because you're not gonna even confronting your partner about it. You're like, I can't help it. My girlfriend likes people who are interesting.
Yeah.
She doesn't like boring old me. But like, it's very sad to have to tell your girlfriend's friend to back off because
is the dude's name Kevin?
Ken.
Like the doll.
Should he try to be more bee-like? Do you think that?
Oh my
is his
god!
Problem?
He should hold his pee through winter
and then pee it out in a long orange tube
around the house.
Yep. So you know he's been out there.
Oh god! I don't think he should try to be more bee-like. That I feel like that's
you
like
think
appropriation.
That's bad.
I think it's not. It's not good.
No. I think Ken should find out like what he's passionate about and like enrich his life and just be a more interesting person.
Because seriously, the only thing he has is her. Like,
pathetic.
Go get a hobby.
Get a hobby. And maybe Vanessa will like that and maybe she won't. But like, Vanessa should not be the center of your world.
Exactly.
Be a full person.
Be.
I'm looking forward to when someone takes this episode and speeds it up a little bit every time we say
be.
Oh, it's a dream.
Colin, you got a bee ship?
Yeah, mine's a little looser, thank
All
goodness.
Right.
Oh, that direct bee thing was a lot.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well. That felt like service because I didn't know, like concretely, I was never going to see that movie no matter what. But now I very much know.
I think there's also a chance now that I will do a series of improv scenes that will depend on knowing what we just heard. So it'll be really... There'll be a lot of scenes I initiate where no one will know where I'm going or what I'm trying to do.
Unless specifically you've heard Kelly do a recap of...
Yeah, I think honestly, unless it specifically is Kelly that I am initiating to.
Right, because I'm going to forget about this the second we're done.
Mm-hmm. So my B ship, it's kind of a long way around, but this is from one of my favorite movies of all time, and that is Christopher Guest's Best in Show.
Very good.
Oh, so good. Immediately, when I thought of bees, I thought of Buzzy Bee.
Yep.
Or Buzzy Bee.
No, I think you're right. I think Buzzy Bee is right.
Whatever it is, which is the little dog toy that Parker Posey's character and her husband lose their fucking marbles over because they lose it. And
they are a terrible couple.
Oh, yeah. Are you shipping them with each other?
Will you give me a minute?
Oh my God. Have you eaten yet today?
No, I'm very ready for breakfast.
Okay.
No, sorry. I didn't mean it, Muggy. I was just kidding.
No, we all understand blood sugar, you know.
They're like the one unshippable pair in that entire movie.
Yeah, I ship them with like pain and heartbreak.
Yeah, exactly. I think literally every other character can be shipped.
In the relationship that they're in?
Yeah, pretty much.
You can make them all work.
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
I think they all kind of already work, though.
Yeah.
And if we dig deep, we'll find someone for Ed Begley Jr. Because he's like one of the few like standalone characters.
Yeah, what about Christopher Guest's character?
Yeah, God damn it.
Yeah.
That movie ships its fucking self.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Ships all around, except not the old man that Jennifer Coolidge is married to.
No, but Jane Lynch, right there on the wings. I can even ship them, even though they're fucking bonkers and Looney Tunes. Like, whatever, throw them together. They love that dog so much. It's cute. But the particular ship I chose from Best in Show, because it is a B movie, as we all know.
It starts with B.
Premise granted.
Best in Show.
It is Trevor Beckwith and Buck Laughlin, played by Jim Pettock and Fred Willard, respectively. Those are the commentators.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Who are calling the thing. Mm-hmm.
The dog show?
Yes, the dog show. I like to imagine that some executive, wherever network this aired, tuned in and like thought it was just as hilarious as the movie meant it to be.
Yeah.
And then insisted on pairing those two at events like year-round.
Love it.
So now Trevor, who's the sophisticated Brit, is stuck
who
with...
Who knows everything about dogs.
Exactly. Yeah. And and next thing they do is like a catamaran race or, you know, whatever.
Oh, you think they're not just calling dog shows?
I think they're calling all sorts of things.
They're calling...
Interesting.
All the things that are on Saturday afternoons at 3 p.m. on CBS Sports.
Perfect.
Because
his
pairing becomes such a hit.
Yeah.
Mm. And at first he's like, you know, he can't believe that he's stuck with Fred Willard. He's like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. This guy is such a buffoon.
And Fred Willard continues to know nothing about anything.
Yes.
Perfect.
And just being completely oblivious and like so like boisterous and jovial like he is. And eventually they work together so much that they start to grow on each other a little bit. And cut to like 30 years in the future, you know, they're like a classic pair. Like you see in John Madden and Pat Summerall, who I believe these characters were partially based on.
Yeah, I think that, Willard is definitely a Madden.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
they become like true friends.
John Madden is still alive, right?
Why was anyone wondering that?
He's alive.
I was screaming in my car.
I was pretty sure. Alive. I was pretty sure.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's fully alive.
Right. He breathes every day.
As alive as he's ever been.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. John Madden's still alive.
Filled with bricks, though.
Filled with bricks.
Just waiting to be fucked in half.
Yeah.
That's a good ship, Colin. I like that. That is a good ship.
I like that.
It makes me want to do like an announcer ships.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Someday.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one.
Mogi?
Yeah.
You got to be ship?
I took a different version of B from everyone, and I went with B movies.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my ship is from probably the most successful B movie franchise of our modern times, a franchise called Sharknado.
Yes.
Have you guys ever seen any of the Sharknado?
I've never seen a Sharknado.
Okay. I have seen the first 2/3 of all of them.
Okay, so you have not, then you haven't seen the scene that I'm going to discuss.
I've seen the trailers.
I have seen some of it.
Okay,
I've seen a trailer.
Some of it. Yeah. Not all of it yet.
Yeah.
So in Sharknado NATO 2, the second one, which is what it's called, in the beginning, okay, so Tara Reid and Ian Ziering are the leads in the show, in the movies. And they are an estranged married couple. Like, they start broken up in the first movie.
The second one's in New York, right?
The second one's in New York. And at the beginning of the movie, I think on a plane, sharks come at them again. And Tara Reid is fighting a shark with a gun. And the shark...
The shark has a gun?
No. She has a gun in her hand. And the shark bites her hand off. Yeah, guys.
Whoa. She's our lead.
I know. But luckily, in the years since the first Sharknado, prosthetics have come very far.
Okay.
So she gets a prosthetic that...
It's a real Luke Skywalker situation.
Does it just like look like a glove?
No, it looks like a hand.
That's very convenient for the effects team.
I think maybe they like put a line where the scar would be or something. But like, yeah, her prosthetic is her hand. But then the end of the movie, wouldn't you know it, the same shark that bit her hand off in the finale of the movie attacks them again. And this time, Ian Ziering kills it. And he looks at Tara Reid and he reaches his hand right into that shark's belly, pulls out her hand, removes the engagement and wedding ring from her hand, and re-proposes to her.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And it was funny because last night when I was like, B-movies, what B-movies? And then I was like, what are some B-movies? And then I was like, did that scene really happen or did I like imagine that? I watched it last night. It 100% did happen.
It's consistent with the mythology of Sharknado, right? Because isn't there a moment in the first one where one of the heroes jumps into a shark's mouth?
Yes.
And then like we don't see him for a little bit. And then at the end, they like chainsaw their way out.
Yes. Ian Ziering.
It is Ian Ziering.
Yes. Okay. I believe the chainsaw might already be in there. So I think
he goes in after the chainsaw
and then chainsaws his way out of a shark.
Right.
So how do you top that? You got to go proposal. So then second movie. He reaches in, pulls out the arm, takes the ring off the arm, and gives it to her, and she says yes.
Oh,
that's
my
super cool.
God, I ship it. That is amazing.
It's amazing.
I'll ship that moment, but they're awful.
Well, everyone's awful. You don't know what happens to your soul when sharks start flying in the air.
Sure, when you've been through a Sharknado or
two. Four, I think. Six?
At this point, I think there are six.
There's so many Sharknados. Like, once Sharknados have happened,
That's like finding out that bees are talking to you.
Well,
or like Trump. Yes,
it's all the same.
A whole bunch of stuff we can't take back.
Right.
Wow.
And some of us don't take responsibility for that. Bees have been talking.
guys, should we take a question from Twitter right quick, or it's more of a comment?
Sure.
I'll take a question and or a comment.
Look, here's the thing, guys. You should be tweeting us your questions. Right?
We want to be solving your relationship woes.
Yeah.
Come on.
So just at ShippleDips or hashtag ShippleDips, or you can email us, ShippleDipsShow@gmail.com. Ruby, at Ruby not studying, says, it's an old episode, but I cannot stop thinking about the hot take when you find yourself, where when you from the future comes back in time and hooks up with present you. Just wanted to let you know.
Have we changed on how we think?
I understand your stance, but sometimes studying is important.
Oh my God. I cannot believe you did that.
I can't. You're taking someone to task.
I can't.
I knew I would get no support.
Oh God.
But I had to.
Jeez. I cannot follow you into this storm,
For all you know, she also has a Twitter handle that is Ruby Studying and Ruby Not Studying. She has them both.
Oh, so there's one to tweet.
You're right.
Like,
you're right. That was pretty condescending. Ruby, you know how much to study.
I believe I came down pretty hard on the side of, yes, you hook up with yourself.
I would just say that you hook up with them unless they're like, I came here on a mission and I like really need to complete this mission. Because if you're taking away time from the mission.
Kelly, the reason they're back is a mission. There's definitely a mission.
Yeah.
Right.
And as your future self,
what if the mission
explicitly
is to fuck yourself?
Says, but we got a little time to fool around if you're interested.
Right. And I would say no. Okay.
I gave myself an extra day.
My instinct is the same one. If future Ryan comes back and says, first we fuck, I say, you are not future Ryan. You are evil. And I maybe have to murder myself.
She's wearing leggings and flip-flops. So we know that it's not Ryan.
Okay. Because I'm very much of the world, and this is me and everything, get your work done, then you chill. You do not chill first because you might overchill, and then when it's time to get your work done, you run out of time.
Overchill?
You don't were look just, at me like you don't know about
you
overchilling.
You were just pitching that it's the same when we like screw around before the recording of Same Day Shipping as we screw around after. You prefer us to chill before, and
I think I was
work
celebrating
after.
the after. I just don't think we should schedule 3 episodes in a 90-minute period if we take 38 minutes and counting to do a single episode.
That's true. Well.
Well.
So, but Colin, you feel the same?
I feel the same.
Nothing has changed for you?
But I don't want this to sound like an attack on Mogi's position, because I'm in the exact same position as you. I know myself. I presume to know myself in the future. Shit, man. Me and future Colin, I don't think we believe in an overchill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great point. Oh,
so what?
Colin squared is definitely going to overchill.
And you know what?
Shit, I'm there. We don't got anywhere to be.
You and your future self can call me if you need help when you run out of time getting the work done.
Yeah.
Because you're going to
call you
so
from
hard.
A sandals resort.
Oh, fuck. Mogi. Okay. Hey, dude, I hate to do this last minute. I know. I swear to God, last time.
Okay.
And then a future Mogi comes back and helps her out.
All right. I want to test one of your positions, Patrick, from a previous episode.
Okay.
That I re-listened to and it won't leave me alone.
What is it?
So what if someone shows up and it's a young girl she's 24 years old and she says, "Hi, you don't know me yet, Uncle Patrick, but I'm Colin's daughter from the future."
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh yes, and I definitely hook up with that.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Hey guys.
Two relationships.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.